He was fresh out of high school in 2002. Michael Kohler joined the Army. He did two tours in Iraq, the first one in Mosul.
It was good days and bad days up there. And Baghdad was way worse than Mosul ever could be.
It was in Baghdad, during his second tour, that Sergeant Kohler's Stryker vehicle ran literally and irrevocably into danger.
The explosion went off. The vehicle smells, filled up with smoke. I saw sparks flying from the shrapnel, punching through the armor, and then it kind of cleared.
At first, he didn't think he was badly hurt by the roadside bomb.
We're trying to get out of the truck, so I went to get out of the vehicle, and that's when I realized that I had lost all the use in my leg. I couldn't bend it, I couldn't do anything with my leg.
Grabbing his leg with his hands, he hoisted himself out of the Stryker, only to be turned back.
We started receiving gunfire, and I went back down inside, and that's when my ACUs were saturating with blood, and I knew something was at that point was wrong.
One look at his bloody uniform and his fellow soldiers snapped too.
Inside the vehicle, you know, with a tourniquet out in hand, wrapping that around my leg and trying to stop the bleeding, and then they wrapped my knee, wrapped as much as my thigh as they could initially, and then got me out of the truck and into another vehicle so they could get me to the cache in the green zone.
Once at the cache, the combat support hospital.
And the adrenaline rush started dropping, and then the pain started coming on.
Months and several surgeries later, it still hurts.
It affects you on a day-to-day basis, a lot more than people realize.
It looks painful. Scars show where his lower leg, his knee, his thigh were ripped open and riddled with shrapnel. As much as his leg has changed.
This has changed my life. Completely. I can't run anymore. If I'm ever able to again, great, but it's still never going to be what it was.
He can't run, but he can walk. Coming up, we'll tell you about the Army doctor who's helped make that happen, and why Kohler says,
I don't regret what happened. I don't regret that I ever joined the military. God has a plan for everybody, and this is his plan for me.
Heather Bosch, News Talk 710 Cairo, In Depth.